At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
I truly do believe, like, the Niners are in very unique territory and space in the NFL in the fact that they're very top-heavy. There are five all-pro players, and then you have an elite, you have a quarterback. I don't mind putting Brock in the elite category, and if you're watching this or listening to this, you got to tell Nick Bosa's number two, which leaves Brock Purdy the quarterback number one. Now, our criteria for, you know, figuring out who is the most important players for the 49ers 2025 season, the quarterback is quarterback. You just paid him a ridiculous amount of money, which I love, and that's what it is. And in the NFL, you have quarterback is by itself in a tier. And then after that, you have pass rusher. Then from there, I don't mind going, you know, left tackle, corner, wide receiver, those kind of third tier. But for me, as far as just premium positions and what is important, you can look at the contract values, you can look at the draft slots, you can look at first round picks, you can look at whatever you want. It's quarterback, second tier. Pass rusher, third tier, whatever you want to throw in there. Nick Bosa comes in at number two. Five-time Pro Bowl. This guy's made the Pro Bowl every single year. He's played more than two games. Only time he hasn't made the Pro Bowl is whenever he tore his ACL in week two. It's stupid. Anyway, I won't get into that. Damn good player. Now, only one All-Pro. He's got a second-team All-Pro, and he's been kind of ripped off of a couple other second-team All-Pros. A Defensive Player of the Year award, and I know somebody's like, well, the Pro Bowl's not usually what it used to be. It's not, but what Nick Bosa brings to the table, and I will go down swinging on this one, I'll argue with anybody, he's one of the best two-way defensive ends in the NFL. And what I mean by that is, yeah, he's an elite pass rusher. But a lot of people just kind of box score and just judge off of sacks alone. You can't do that because Nick Bosa might be a better run stuffer than he is a pass rusher. And that doesn't mean he's a bad pass rusher. He's about to break the record all time for most sacks in 49ers history. He's currently fifth. Like, he's getting close. He's four away from Charles Haley. Like, he is close. In 2 years, he will have surpassed Bryant Young, who is in the Hall of Fame, for most sacks in 49ers history. Nick Bosa is freaking awesome. Now, the negatives. People want more sacks, and I totally get it. You look at last year, it's kind of like a one-man crew out there. Defensive tackles were, gosh, maybe the worst in the NFL. You probably had the worst defensive tackle room in the NFL when the season was up. Leonard Floyd on the other side could get a couple mop-up sacks now and then. It was rough. It was just rough out there. So what do? You bring in Robert Saleh. Nick Bosa's best years, guess what, with Robert Saleh. And you buttress him with run-stuffing defensive tackles, youth, and you even bring in a pass rush specialist, which we saw, Bryce Huff, kind of mirrors that D4. They play a little different, but the same role. You're surrounding him, finally, with people that can help him make his job. And, you know, we do every single film breakdown. I've broken down every single offensive, defensive, special team snap for 3.5 straight years for you guys over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. And, like, every time I do the defense, and it's like, oh, look right here. This is a triple team for Nick Bosa, double team for Nick Bosa. Oh, look at this. There's four guys that blocked Nick Bosa on this one play. There's only 11 guys on each team out there at once. four guys blocking Nick Bosa and him still doing his damn job. He is the linchpin of this defense. Now, Fred Warner is my team captain. He is my... If I could pick one player on this team that is the 49ers, it's Fred Warner for me. But as far as from a defensive value perspective, I would go Nick Bosa because of how important pass rusher is in today's NFL. How good he is against the run and all those things. The dude is just a stud. Where's jersey number 97? Goes by Small Bear. 6'4", 266. Never missed a day in the gym. Never missed a protein shake. One of the best things about Nick Bosa, he's 27. He's only 27 years old. Like, he's 27. We drafted guys that are 25. He's going into his seventh season. He's only 27. He's technically in the prime of his life. Hope that that is reflected, you know, with his impact on the field. But just, and he's from a family of first-round athletes. Like, you look at his family, it's hilarious. Cheryl and John Bosa are his parents. His older brother, Joey Bosa, who we all know plays for the Buffalo Bills now, was third, you know, overall pick in the first round. His dad, John, guess what? Out of Boston College, first-round pick in 1987 to the Miami Dolphins. His uncle, Eric Kumerow, guess what? First-round pick in 1988 to the Miami Dolphins as well. Like, how much pedigree do you need? Like, this guy was built for this. I would argue he's a lot better than his brother, by the way. Not to try to take shots, but Joey, that's okay. You're still awesome. They lived down in Fort Lauderdale, raised down in Fort Lauderdale. He went to St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the best high school football programs in the nation. Four-year starter there at Aquinas. Won 7-8 state championships, not once, not twice, three times. He was the number three player coming out, depending on which ranking system. Some had him as high as number one, all the way down to number eight. Like, the dude was just destined for what it was. It's just what it was. Goes to Ohio State, freshman All-American, and OSU scholar athlete, Big Ten's defensive player of the year, All-American his second year, academic All-Big Ten. A lot of people have this conception that, like, Nick Bosa is dumb because he talks slow and, you know, kind of sounds and hymns and haws like Eeyore up there. That's what he sounds like to me. Dude is intelligent and a student. Like, probably one of the things that most people don't understand is the way Nick Bosa approaches every single player. Like, he has a plan. We do draft tape every single year, and I think we broke down, I think we ranked 22 edge rushers. And, like, one of the things that's on my sheet per position is, do they have a pass rush plan? Like, not a go-to move with a counter, all right? Everybody has that number one and number two. No, no, no. Do they have a plan? Do they set up, and you can only get that through, you know, watching the progress of game tape, not highlights. Do they have a plan with how they're going to attack throughout the consistency of the game? Nobody is better at that than Nick Bosa. And, like, you know, again, do they have bend? Do they have, how do they use their hands? Is it burst? Is it strength? Is it bull rush? Nick Bosa does not have the things that make the elite Abdul Carter, Miles Garrett. No, no, no. He doesn't win with elite burst. He doesn't win with elite bend. He doesn't, like, win with elite athleticism. That's not how Nick Bosa wins. He wins with a plan. He wins with his hands. And he wins with consistency. That is what makes him special. The plan he has for every single player. And you'll listen to him in press conferences like, we've got a good plan for all the players involved. And then one year, I remember they were talking about, I don't remember the player it was, but they were asking about the upcoming game and injuries at the left tackle position. And he went through the two backups and he's like, well, this backup I played my sophomore year at Ohio State and we practiced together. I know what works against him. And then the other player, I actually had a game against him in a preseason. Like, you say whatever you want about Bosa, and if you don't like him and his politics, whatever. Like, that's cool. But as far as what he brings to this team and what he does, the dude's calculated as hell. You're not academic all Big Ten and OSU scholar athlete. No, no, no. Not a scholar athlete. OSU's scholar athlete. Like, the dude has that. No doubt about it. Now, he gets drafted second overall by the 49ers in the 2019 draft. Shout out to the Arizona Cardinals for taking little man. instead of the generational future Hall of Famer pass rusher. Maybe they'll figure it out. Thank you, Steve Keim. Comes into the NFL and just, man, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year right off the bat. Pro Bowl right off the bat. Had 9 sacks his rookie year, which is the 4th most sacks ever by a rookie. Like, you're like, he didn't even get double-digit sacks. Do you not understand how hard it is for rookies to transition in the NFL at the defensive end position? Chase Young got it the following year, and, you know, Will Anderson, all these other players. None of them have the sack composition that he got his rookie year. People are like, oh, he didn't even get 10. Like, that's kind of a problem of Madden and, you know, fantasy football and all this stuff. It's like, if you don't break the sack record every year, you're a bum, and I just hate it. And most people don't understand to watch consistent defensive end play. They're just like, why hasn't Bosa got a sack? If you had 1 sack a game, you play 17, and you had 17 sacks a year, like, you lead the NFL in sacks. Like, it's not easy just to go get sacks all the time. And I feel like part of our society and, you know, TikTok and just the whatever, it's like instantaneous. You've got to have an NBA Jam style stat sheet or else you suck. That's just not the way the NFL in real life happens. Dude hit the ground running, and probably the best Nick Bosa has ever looked was that 2019 or 2019 Super Bowl run. All throughout the playoffs, that dude was playing out of his damn mind. It was unbelievable. Came up short. That's what it is. 2020, the injuries. We'll just move on. But then he responds. 2021 goes out there, Pro Bowl year, 15 and a half sacks. Good Lord. 21 tackles for loss. Like, that's the thing. That's the tackle for losses in the run game are just, wow, he's got 87 career tackle for losses. 2022 contract year, goes out, gets Defensive Player of the Year. It's only happened 3 times in 49ers history. Dana Stubblefield, ain't talking about him. Deion Sanders, 1994, and Nicholas John Bosa. That's it. 49ers in their rich history have 3 Defensive Players of the Year in all of it. Stubblefield, Sanders, and Nick Bosa. Pro Bowl, All Pro. He was 6th place in MVP votes. Goes out there, 18 and a half sacks, 19 tackle for losses. Historic season. Historic season. 2023 Pro Bowl again. And yeah, 10 and a half sacks, 16 tackle for losses. That's a good year. Not a great year, but it's a good year. People are like, oh, that's a down year. Dude, you get double digit sacks, played all 17 games. Insane to say that's a down year. Insane. Then 2024, last year, only played 14 games, had some issues, Pro Bowl again, 9 sacks, 15 tackle for losses. You want to say that's a down year? I get it. If he would have played, you know, all 17, but he didn't, would have been about 11 or 12 sacks and about 17, 18 tackle for losses. That's a damn good year. That's a damn good year. Like, I just, it bothers me. And then, like, okay, if you look at, like, the quantifiable analytic approach, PFF scores, right? His last 2 seasons were his highest ranked. In 2023, at his best year, 92.7 overall grade. Last year, 91. It's elite. One of the highest rated players across the entire NFL from a snap-by-snap basis. That is the Nick Bosa, like, man, they're all positive plays. Ah, so freaking good. His career average through 6 seasons is 89.8. He just is consistent. Run, consistent. Pass rush, consistent. Don't mind the fact that he's always getting double teamed, chipped, tight ends, triple teams. Doesn't matter. He just gets the damn job done and is so consistently great. And that's why we have him number 2. Now, he's got a 5-year contract, $170 million, $34 million per year, already a value deal. He's already not even a top 5 highest paid defensive end, already. And there's still Micah Parsons deal, all this stuff. Like, when the deal happened, I was like, dude, the 49ers benefited greatly because there were no major defensive end contracts coming out for about a year and a half before they signed Bosa, which made it also so hard to do. But it gets done. It's already a value deal. Nick Bosa has a $20 million cap hit this year. Are you kidding me? That's nothing. Now, that changes greatly next year. The contract cap hits balloon next year. $42 million cap hit next year. $52 million cap hit in 27. $42 million cap hit in 2028, and then 2019 is a void year. This is going to be restructured. Remember, Nick Bosa's 27, guys. He's 27. Would not be shocked to see it kind of restructured a little bit next year, if not next year, the year after. You could probably swallow the $42 million cap hit next year. That's why the Niners are rolling forward all that cap space. You know, I give them a hard time for being cheap on all that stuff, but they do have a plan. They do have a plan. Career earnings for Nick Bosa, already over $100 million. $101.6 million. Not that they need more money, but congrats to them. They've had generational wealth for a long time, but hey, it's what it is. I'm telling you right now, Nick Bosa is awesome. Got to hope for health. Just consistency, he's going to bring it every year. He has. He has. I'd set the over-under at 12.5 sacks and 16.5 tackle for loss. That's a great damn year. I would take it right now. If you say, John, Nick Bosa is going to have 12.5 sacks and 16.5 tackle for loss, take it or leave it, take it. You take that right now. I would say the same thing for Myles Garrett, like, who I think is the best edge rusher in the NFL. Like, that is a quality season. Now, I mean, that's a first-team all-pro season. That is theirs, right on the cusp, first, second team. Is that going to win Defensive Player of the Year? No. But, dude, that is awesome. If he keeps having these seasons, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, he's on pace. He is on pace. Need to get him a ring. Man, Nick Bosa, damn good player. It's crazy that, you know, you have to pick somebody, you know, between Kittle and Warner and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa. Like, that is a tough thing to do. But I stand by the fact that Nick Bosa is the second most important player on this 49ers roster for 2025. The drop-off after him, I like Mikael Williams. I like Bryce Huff, who's a complimentary piece. Sam O, Ytir Gross Models ain't even practicing. Sam O, like he's, and I like Sam O. I think he's great, and he's a rotational piece. Robert Beal Jr., like, you ain't got Nick Bosa, you in trouble. Thankfully, Nick Bosa's healthy. Thankfully, he's under contract for a long time and he's only 27. Thank you to Ben for being executive producer of this show. We got one more. That is 90 episodes of the countdown done. One more to go. Woo! We're going to make it. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick 2, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. So this season, stop celebrating like it's 2009 and start betting like it's 2025. Whether you're hammering spreads, chasing the lines, riding money shot parlays, my favorite, teasers are my favorite bet ever. And like, I just tell people this all the time. You're betting with the odds and with the house instead of against it. Check out teasers if you haven't done it. It's our specialty, and it's where we make most of our money. But MyBookie is your one-stop sportsbook and casino in one. So one account, one wallet. You bet football all weekend, then you want to play slots. You want to play blackjack. It's all. You don't have to switch apps, no jumping platforms, just straight-up action. And if you're new to MyBookie, man, they've got a new huge promo. Use our code 49ers, 49ERS, on your first bet, up to $500, it's fully covered. So you make your play. If it doesn't hit, you get it right back with a bet back bonus. No stress. And it comes with just a one-time rollover on return bet. So you're free to reload and keep firing. If you don't know about reloads, ask them their customer service. Trust me, that is there. But again, a one-time rollover, that is huge. So sign up at mybookie.ag. Code 49ers, 49ERS, claim your bet back bonus, make this football season the one where bragging rights come with a bankroll. My bookies, where bettors win together, because bragging's good, but cashing in is better. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And then there was one. Brock Purdy. The number one player on the 49ers 2025 roster countdown for most important player of the season. Who's going to impact this season the most? There are six worthy candidates, right? Your five all-pro players and then Brock Purdy. But let's just be honest. The quarterback is the most important position in the NFL and really pro sports in general. The four separate, you know, rankings that we did, Brock Purdy finished with 1, 1, 1, and 1. Unanimous. All the way across the board. He was last year's number one player. 2023 was number 4. And in 2022, his rookie year, number 78. Talk about coming out of nowhere. But Brock Purdy finishes number 1. And, you know, I'm recording this 13 days. Brock Purdy days. Jersey number 13 for Dan Marino from the start of the regular season. Come on, man. He's the quarterback. 6'1", 220, 25 years old. You know, one of the best things about Brock Purdy is he's the same age as guys like Michael Penix. He's younger than some guys like Bo Nix or whatever else. Like, he is a young quarterback that already has plenty of NFL experience going into his fourth season. Like, this is somebody who has played 40 games. 40 games. He's only 25. Curtis Rourke is 1 year younger than him, the rookie that just got drafted. But you get Brock Purdy, who has 36 starts, has played in 40 games, going into his fourth season. You have the contract. There is no quarterback drama whatsoever, even with the contract, got done relatively early. And so Brock is your guy of the future, whether you like it or not. In the words of Kyle Shanahan, I hope Brock Purdy is the quarterback for as long as I am the head coach in San Francisco. It is a beautiful thing. Now, let's go through kind of the background of Brock Purdy. From Gilbert, Arizona, went to Perry High School. He was the 2017 Gatorade Football Player of the Year, won Arizona's Football Player of the Year, two-time All-State, won the Ed Doherty Award in 2017. I mean, he was all everything Arizona, but small. He's not 6'4". He doesn't have a rocket arm. He doesn't run a 4'4". He doesn't have all those quote-unquote measurables, but what does Brock Purdy have? Composure, poise, accuracy. Can read the field left to right, right to left. Gets through his reads as best as anybody in the NFL. And that is one of the things that just the pairing with Kyle Shanahan was ideal. Goes to Iowa State, the Cyclones, was a communication major, shocks nobody, that is a big deal. Started 48 games at Iowa State, 12,000 passing yards, 81 touchdowns, 31 interception, rushed for another 1,100 yards, and that's one of the things that kind of stands out about Brock, is he's not fast, he's quick. And he is a little bit of elusive. He chose Iowa State over Alabama, A&M, Illinois, UCF. He had offers. And the funny thing is, whenever he was recruited to Alabama, him and Mac Jones were roommates on that recruiting trip. Alabama went with, you know, Mac Jones, and Brock Purdy chose Iowa State. Now they're teammates again. It just kind of has flipped in such a short time, right? Now, he was the honorable mention Big 12 Coaches Award. Big 12 Freshman of the Year for ESPN, he was Academic All Big 12 Rookie Team, then three consecutive years, First Team All Academic, 2019, 2020, 2021, Intelligence, showed up big time in 2021 where he was First Team All Big 12. He was the Fiesta Bowl Offensive MVP in 2020, Davey O'Brien Award Semifinalist twice, Manning Award Semifinalist once, just accomplished basically the most that you could accomplish while at Iowa State. Now, I was, and again, shoot, egg on my face, I was not a Brock Purdy guy. You know, I'm a Longhorn guy, and I knew who Brock Purdy was, but I felt like he was just kind of your typical game manager. And so I was wrong in my draft evaluation. I was wrong even after the Niners drafted him, and I went through some more college All-22 tape on him, and I was like, probably camp arm with a little bit of upside. Wrong. And I feel like everybody was kind of wrong. And Brock just continues to prove people wrong, and I love it. I am all 100% in Brock Purdy camp. Born in 1999, December 27th, in Arizona, he was the middle child. His dad, Sean, minor league baseball player for 8 seasons. His older sister, Whitney, played softball at Southeastern University. Younger brother, Chuba, starting quarterback at Perry. He was recruited to Florida State as a dual threat. He's kind of bouncing around now. So you have a lot of these kind of athletes, throwers, you know, baseball, softball, quarterback. It's in the family. It really, really is. Very devout Christian. He talks about that all the time wherever he goes, if that's important to you. And the Miami Dolphins have kind of made an impact. Dan Marino was his dad's favorite player. Brock Purdy wears jersey number 13, and I love it full circle. The best regular season game I've ever been to, and I've been to a lot, was that very first start. It wasn't a start. Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt in the first quarter, par for course. I see Jimmy get carted off, and I'm like, uh-oh, Brock Purdy's going to be the quarterback. I'm not going to lie. I literally threw my hands up and said, well, I'm getting beers. Walked down to get beers, came back for Brock's first throw that next drive, and it was the most exciting regular season game I've ever been to in the NFL. Dude just lit up. Brian Flores' defense, they blitzed him over 80% of the time. He torched him the whole damn game. It was absolutely incredible, and the whole stadium was just like, all right, maybe Brock's a guy. Maybe Brock's a guy. Maybe Brock's a guy. And sure enough, here we are a couple years later. Brock is a guy. Brock is the guy, number one on this list. Now, it's Daddy Brock Purdy, as he got married to Jenna in 2024. Now they just had their very first child, which is awesome. Congratulations to the Purdy family. I love it. And, you know, it got drafted 262, last pick overall, Mr. whatever, irrelevant. But man, the movie, the script is continuously being written. What he has accomplished, not one Mr. Irrelevant had a start in the NFL, regardless of position, let alone quarterback taking a snap in the NFL. He's the first one. Now he's got one of the biggest contracts in the NFL. He's made it to a Super Bowl. He's made it to two NFC championships. And he's only 25, ladies and gentlemen. He is only 25. He was the offensive rookie of the year. He finished third in voting despite only playing 4.5 games. Had a Pro Bowl year, fourth in MVP voting in 2023. Like, unbelievable. In 2023, he goes 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Took his team to the freaking Super Bowl. Was incredible. And that was coming off an injury. You got to remember that. Coming off of an injury. Now, last year, everybody was injured around him. He goes out 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, not near on par with what he did in 2023. But he added a new development to his game. Rushing the ball. He went from 144 rush yards in 2023 to 323. Almost a 200-yard increase and 5 rushing touchdowns. So if you can keep that kind of rushing, extend third downs, get first downs, things like that, with the accuracy and big play ability that he showed in 2023, good things are in store. Now, the bad thing is all of his wide receivers are hurt early or suspended. And so that's going to be... It's going to be Brock Purdy, George Kittle, CMC, Ricky Pearsall. Those are your four guys offensively for the first 3 weeks of this season. Now, once Ayuk gets back, once DeMarcus Robinson gets back, once Juwan Jennings fully healthy, now some good things. The trade for Brian Robinson, I think, helps Brock Purdy tremendously. And if you look at what Brock Purdy's done in the playoffs, this alone is kind of one of the things that separate. Like, whenever people take part in this, oh, is this quarterback elite? Is this quarterback somebody you can win around? You have to look at playoff performances. If you could deliver in that type of atmosphere, Brock Purdy has done that, then you can work. He got 6 playoff touchdowns, 1 playoff interception. Right at 100 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. He's 4-2 in the playoffs. Now, I know people are like, well, playoffs are not a quarterback win stat. I disagree. I really, really do. I understand where that comes from, and it is a team game. I get it. But if you do not get quality playoff play from a quarterback, you're not winning games, period. 49ers have gotten that continuously. He has more playoff wins combined than all of Dak Prescott and all of Tony Romo's entire career. Like, he's only played 2.5 seasons. And those are two, you know, cowboy greats, whatever. You've got to do it when it matters most. Brock Purdy continues to do that. And so I just absolutely love this dude. Now, PFF scores, his rookie year, 77.7 overall. 2023, 87.4, damn near elite. And last year, 82.4. So you have 3 quality years. And man, if you could sign up for an 82.4 PFF type performance year in and year out, you take that right now. But with him only being 25... I think he's going to outperform that. He has had some injuries, you know, concussions. He had that in 2023, but cleared. Then he had a neck stinger in that week 16 game. Then he tore his UCL in the elbow whenever he got hit in the NFC Championship. Missed no time after that, though. You know, you had that whole offseason of who the quarterback is, blah, 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 blah. I thought he would be put on PUP. He didn't miss one game. Last year, he had a grade 1 shoulder injury in week 11. Didn't miss time, played through it. And then had an elbow bruise in week 17, and they rested him. It was a meaningless game in week 18, so he missed one game there. Now, he signed a 5-year, $265 million contract this offseason, which is just so awesome, right at that $53 million average per year, which is, you know, Brock Purdy came out and said after the contract, that was the number he wanted, that 53. Everything else, didn't really care about. $100 million fully guaranteed. And like, you look at his cap hits, very manageable for the next 3 years. This season, Brock Purdy's cap hit, $9 million. 2026, his cap hit jumps up to 24.7, still very manageable. 2027, $30 million, very manageable. Now, after that, that's where, God forbid, Brock Purdy is not what you thought he was going to be. The 49ers could get out of the contract at that point, but probably more likely a restructure, because that is where the balloon payments start to happen. 2028, cap hit, $57 million. 2029, $72 million. 2030, $64 million. Now, the NFL is anticipating a skyrocket on the salary cap. This year is the last COVID-adjusted salary cap year. So, new TV deals, I mean, with the international games and all this stuff, that cap is exploding. You could manage those $57, $72, and $64 million cap hits, but the Niners don't want to do that. And at that point, after 2027, Brock Purdy is only going to be 28. So if he continues to play on par, that is where that first restructure will take place after the 2027 season. And you could push more years into the future, all that kind of stuff. You have so much flexibility with this contract whenever you have such a young quarterback. Again, $9 million cap hit this year. A lot that you can do with that. Now, what is it that you are looking for, the over-under on the 2025 season for Brock Purdy? I think just under 4,000 passing yards. I have it 3,950 pass yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Add on to that 265 rush yards with three rush touchdowns. That's my over-under. That's my expectation. Now, injuries could impact that for sure, but give it or, you know, I would take it if you ask John Chapman right now, Brock Purdy throws for 3,950 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Sign me up. I'm in. But that is kind of the anticipation with what you're expecting from Brock Purdy this year. It's not his best year. That those are not his best years. Remember, he had the 31-11 year where he was, you know, third in MVP voting. But you add on the rush yards, you add on the consistency, especially with the issues at wide receiver earlier. Man, I want Pro Bowl. I don't think that's an all-pro year, but it is another Pro Bowl year. He'll get to that point, and you're hoping at some point Brock Purdy is competing for all-pro, but there's only one all-pro quarterback a year. Like, that's pretty damn difficult to do. But Pro Bowl, I think he's there on the cusp. Brock Purdy, by far one of the easiest players to root for in the game. And I know we're biased as Niners fans, but come on. From Mr. Freaking Irrelevant to one of the top paid, leading one of the, you know, franchises with the most quarterback rich history ever. I love it, man. Brock Purdy, you are the man, and I cannot wait to see what you're going to do this year. And that ends it. 91 episodes in the books for the 49ers Rush team. Have to say thank you to Ben, Josh, Zach, and everybody that helped us. Whew. That was a chore, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. And for us, we ain't counting them down anymore, man. It is time for the regular season. So until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.